This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I would suggest that we put $400,000 a year into a special budget project fund for snow removal so we can hire contractors when we have these disasters once every 5 to 8 years.
That is Michael Butler at an event last night with the candidates for mayor in the city of St. Louis talking about, hey, imagine this, snow removal. We may need some of that. Starting tomorrow, we have invited Michael to join us on the show this morning to talk more about his run for mayor in the city of St. Louis. And Michael, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, it's good. Good to have you back on. It's been a couple of years since we've had you on. And, you know, I watched part of the news coverage of your meeting last night with the other mayoral candidates. I mean, obviously, a lot of it focused on transportation issues, and then it came down to this issue of snow removal. Mayor Jones seems to want everybody to believe that this time around she's going to get it right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, and they're doing something wrong again, which is Mayor Jones and her staff have already told folks they're not going to be salting or plowing side streets. People in our city want their street to be cleared so that they can get to work, they can get to school, and we're expecting sleet again, we're expecting ice, and with all of the salt that we say that we have in city government storage, we can't even get salt on our streets, and I don't think that that is the response that city voters want.
Yeah, I would imagine you're probably correct. Why do you think the city has gotten this wrong for so long? I mean, it's not a surprise if you've lived or worked here for 20 or 30 years, as I have now, that the side streets didn't often get any attention at all because they were so narrow. And now suddenly it's an issue because of what a lot of people went through for, 25 days after the last storm?
Yes, but it was an issue because kids couldn't get to school. We had kids that stayed school for several days. Seniors couldn't get to work, couldn't get out of there, get to work or get out of their home. My mother was in her home for over 3 weeks, and I had to go check on her several times. There were disabled folks couldn't go down the street. They couldn't get out of their home. It was a real issue, and it's time for us to reevaluate that policy. I've already committed to salting and plowing side streets. I've wanted this from 8 years ago when we had the Snowmageddon. Remember that?
Yes.
Under another administration. Now, I think the problem is folks have been, in the past, has been cost. We're unwilling to pay the cost it takes to react to these kind of snowstorms, but I'm willing to pay that cost. And right now, we don't have an excuse of cost because so much money flowing through city government.
Crime is obviously a major issue here in the city. A lot of people who live outside city limits don't even feel safe in some cases coming down to the city, parking their car for some of these events, worried it will be broken into. How do we tackle this? Because we're about, 300 plus officers short with St. Louis PD. Mayor Jones just gave some of those officers a small raise, but then essentially eliminated some of the positions with no plans to replace them.
I'm going to be more aggressive with raises when it comes to building a quality police department. I think we got to start with quality to be able to retain our officers and pay them what they deserve and give them the technology and equipment they need to succeed. I'm also going to continue to put money towards the root causes of crime and programs and community partnerships that are going to reduce poverty and give opportunities to people who are at risk. Of course, I'd like for the state government, if they're looking to take over our police department, to put resources, financial resources, towards giving our police department employees raises and helping pay for that equipment.
Do you support state takeover? State control?
I do not support state takeover. But if our state wants to take control of our police, they got to put their money where their mouth is.
Well, does that mean more state funding for local police? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, more state funding. I'm hoping up to $38 million. We need about $30 million to raise and $8 million for equipment for our police department.
So we do have a couple questions coming in from some of our listeners on social media. Gary was asking, will you as mayor seek to use RAM settlement money for infrastructure and public safety? Because so far, council has not been able to come to it. The aldermen have not been able to come to an agreement.
Yes, I I've been surprised by it as well. I think that we've had this money for such a long time. So from your caller, yes, I've proposed to use $8 million of our RAM settlement funding for equipment for our police department and about $40 million for water infrastructure and other infrastructure projects.
Wow. I mean, are you surprised at how the board is planning to divvy this money up? We missed out, it appears. I know it's not final yet, but it appears they missed out on some matching funds that the folks at Civic Progress were going to chip in if they spent X amount of dollars downtown. They didn't do that, so you know that amount got cut in half, basically. It just seems like there were some unnecessary missteps in how to apply this money to improve the city.
Yes, it seems like there's a lack of leadership and a lack of communicating with all the leaders in the city that could make this happen. So we've had this RAM settlement money for a number of years, and people in our community are absolutely mad about the fact that we have not spent the money and given them the medicine from City Hall they need for the ills in their neighborhood. And I think we've agreed on several things as leaders against all of our proposals, which is reducing vacant housing, improving water infrastructure, and spending some money downtown and improving some streetscapes and supporting some of downtown. I think that those matching funds from downtown are important. I don't agree with spending $100 million. It's about 40%. Now it's about 35% of the money for downtown. But I do agree on some amount much lower than that. That's going to have so much matching funds.
How do you tackle this homeless issue? Because obviously they're always going to be here, but we've seen a number of problems because of that. We've seen them trying to block off different areas, and those camps just kind of get moved over, and it's lather, rinse, repeat. The trash is a problem that they're trying to figure out right now. How do you tackle that?
Man, that's a great, great question. Homelessness is an issue in every major city across the country. And we tackle homelessness first with compassion. And any solution and policy that we use, we have to use compassion for the people who are going through a lot of trauma and who are medicating that trauma, most times with substances.
And we've got to be able to meet people where they are with their substance abuse or their mental health issues and help to solve their solutions while still giving them housing. So that's how you tackle the problem, not keeping the keeping that circle going. So I propose that we have more emergency beds and more permanent beds, especially ones that allow folks to be able to wean off substances and not make substance abuse a barrier to access.
Right. Is part of that built into the system, though, Michael? I mean, I remember last year I was driving home down here one day at the corner of 14th and Market, and there was a naked man sitting on the sidewalk, and he was a well-known person downtown, homeless, walked around talking to himself a lot. Everybody knew who he was. And a month later, he ended up getting shot to death by St. Louis police of his own doing. I'm not saying it was a wrong shooting. But, I mean, clearly, if we're going to pay social workers and mental health workers to accompany the police to scenes, that seems like an obvious place where that guy was screaming for help, but he didn't get any.
You got it. You're absolutely right. And I think interacting with the police is not a result that we want in city. We want to get folks the mental health services they need and continue to provide that, and then as well as provide them housing.
Yeah. Well, I know you've been recorder of deeds. You've been a state representative. You ran the Missouri Democratic Party for a while. You're now running for the mayor of the city of St. Louis. Were you a candidate once before for mayor?
No, this is my first.
Okay, this is your first time you've run. You've got about a month and a half. What do you have to do between now and Election Day to get some traction in this race?
Oh, I got to get on the Mark Cox Show every day to make sure everyone knows that I'm running for mayor and I'm the best choice, and that I'm going to be able to transform the city for the region.
Well, sir, you are born to be a politician with that answer. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Michael Butler, how can people find out more about your candidacy?
You can go to my website at michaelbutler.org or check me on all social media sites at Michael Butler or Mike for Mayor.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I had a good time.
Absolutely. Yeah, best of luck in the race. He's got a good campaign strategy.
He does. I think Tashara Jones is going down. I don't know if it'd be Michael Butler. I don't know who will do it, if it will be Kara Spencer. I will say right now, I do not think Tashara Jones will be reelected.
They've got, I know Michael, we've known him for a long time here on the show, and obviously Andrew Jones has been on a few times. They've got some great alternatives if the voters would just wake up and pay attention in the city.
Get more at 971talk.com.